12-inch skillet, the big black thing, you know, mm-hmm. cast iron. A frying pan was usually a lighter pan, made out of thinner metal, with sort of like a tin handle to it. But I remember, you know, we fried bacon and stuff like that in those, in the frying pans.
Yeah.
But in the skillet, you could cook in the skillet, you know, you could cook anything.
Yeah, whole meal.
You know,
yeah.
whole meal. Bread, whatever you want to put in the skillet.
Yeah.
Not in the frying pan. The frying pan was too thin.
Okay, okay. When you set the table, tell me all the stuff you know that you put out on the table set.
That was always a dick thing. Creamer, sugar, bowl, salt, pepper. That was a jelly dish, butter dish, kosher knives, forks, spoons, plates. We didn't use very many sauces, though. You know, like people put their bread on sauces?
Yeah.
You usually end up with your bread in the plate with whatever you're eating.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. That's like now I go out and you get all these little serving dishes.
Yeah.
I hate all those little dishes.
Yeah, no.
You know, but I think etiquette.
The cafeteria, you know,
yeah.
The whole dish for everything.
I think etiquette tells you that all your food is supposed to be separate. Now, maybe it was Amy Vanderbilt that wrote that. But I don't think very much of
dishes,
yeah. I don't think very much of having all these little dishes strode around me, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, really.
Yeah.
So I bet you gotta wash them all.
Yeah, it's just I think it's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of bread did y'all have? What
different kinds? Cornbread, biscuits, and light bread.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the light bread at the store or?
Well, we got light bread at the store. I remember somebody making rolls, homemade rolls. They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find very many people making homemade rolls anymore.
They're hard made. They take forever.
Yeah, but they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Store-bought rolls taste nothing like those homemade rolls.
Yeah.
I didn't start eating whole wheat bread and stuff like that when I got much older.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, rye bread, French bread, still don't sell well in black neighborhood.
Is that right? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never started, like I didn't even saw stuff like whole wheat bread until I was probably in college.
Yeah, you know, so, and that's the reason why people don't eat very much of it now, you know,
yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. What different ways did they have of fixing cornbread that you remember?
Well, the best way was hot water cornbread. Well, hot water cornbread is where you make little cake-like things.
Yeah.
And drop them in hot, in a skillet. Now that's what you cooked in the skillet, hot water cornbread.
And you kind of fry it in the skillet?
Yeah, fry it.
Uh-huh. And it makes a little
patty
kind of thing?
Yeah, you use a little something shaped like that.
Like a rectangle or like a...
Well, an oblong looking little thing.
Yeah.
You know, looking like a football. A flat football.
Yeah, okay.
You know, around the end of
it. It wasn't sweet, was it? It was sweet.
Some people could make it sweet. Depends on that taste. Put a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
It was corn muffins. I remember my mother used to make the best blueberry muffins. But the cornbread, and cornbread to me was always seemed like it was even baked in the oven in the skillet. Came out better.
Oh, I see.
You know,
uh-huh.
In more recent years, people started putting cornbread in pie pans and all that business.
Yes.
But cornbread in my house and elsewhere around was usually cooked in a skillet in an oven. But the hot water cornbread was very good. And that's crackling bread.